Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
This episode of Getting Dug with High is sponsored by The D-Train, starring our friend Jack Black and James Marsden in theaters now. Black plays a social outcast who flies to L.A. to convince Marsden, the most popular guy from his class, to attend their high school reunion. But after a wild night on the town, one thing leads to another, and he soon learns that what happens in L.A. doesn't necessarily stay there. Boldly going where nobody comedy's gone before, The D-Train proves that some reunions are harder than others. Enjoy the show!
Todd Glass.
It's just that time. It's getting dug with high. So grab your nugs, your mugs. The show is going live.
That's right, everybody. Grab your nugs and your mugs. Why did that happen? Wow, really, really on the button there. Hot topics are going to come up a little later in the show. We got a newbie and an oldbie today, everybody. Just getting into his seat at the last moment. John Roberts is here.
Thanks for having
along with you're an oldbie.
Yeah.
Because you've been on a few times. James Adomian.
Yeah.
I got a message for all the James Adomian fans out there. I no longer want you. I'm just doing a wrestling heel turn.
Now I wish you were in that chair.
Sick burns, and the lighter hasn't even been lit.
It's not a burn. It's just the way you guys are sitting. Like, oh. I think this on that end would be like a nice.
Are you not supposed to?
The guy in the middle shouldn't be favoring that side like that. True.
You're not supposed to hot shot sit in the middle.
It's rude to our new guests.
Do you want
to
switch or do you want to prove him wrong?
No, if you're comfortable.
Either way, you just be comfortable. I actually like you in the middle, James, because.
You're gonna keep something
because
away
because I asked it to be the other way. So now that they did exactly what I asked them not to do, and by they I don't even know who I'm talking about because you guys just sort of wandered in and sat down. We didn't even discuss it.
The Bilderbergers.
We're gonna start smoking here in a second, you guys.
Oh no.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
Here we are. In space. Excited? I'm nervous.
Are you nervous about
it? I'm gonna throw up.
Now you, of course, are the voice of Linda on Bob's Burgers.
Yes. No.
And no. What's that?
Yes, I am.
We got the wrong person.
What?
This card? And I was a voice on an episode of a person who was selling marijuana.
That's right.
Turns out to be a DEA agent at the end. That's the twist at the end.
That's the twist to all this, right?
What? Well, yeah, this is all. My whole career is a sting operation.
So you are, yeah.
I'm going to round all of you up eventually.
Busted.
Yeah, but has there been an episode where did she try smoking weed in that episode? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think Linda smoked weed.
No, not yet. But maybe.
That will be
fun. Do you do a lot of...
She drinks. She likes her booze.
Has the cast of Bob's Burgers been on Inside the Actors Studio yet?
Not yet. Because we've done some...
Are you ready for that sort of thing? Like if they ask you to answer a question as, what would Linda say?
Could I speak to Linda?
Yeah, let's speak to Linda for a moment.
I would love that.
Shall we? You'll ask those questions. You know, what's your favorite dirty word, Linda? What's your favorite swear word?
Oh, I have to
answer as Linda.
It's a hypothetical. It's also a real question.
It
is. I like it all.
Jerk off. I don't want to.
Saying those two words sounded like you changed your voice at all.
I know.
And you sound so different when you do. Watching you, I've seen you do it, you know, in the recording studio. And it's very exciting watching come out of you.
It's exciting recording with everybody.
Say a longer sentence in the Linda voice to trip everybody out. But we got to smoke too also.
Is it 420 somewhere?
It's almost 420.
It's 420 somewhere.
That's perfect.
There she is.
Oh my God, that's great. Let's use that at the point when it turns 420 on the show.
Yeah.
That sound effect will just come in if you say it.
Be like, ding! And then it'll be, yeah. Can edit that.
That's, yeah, together. Edit that together. Yeah. Ding, and then it's 420 somewhere.
Yeah.
Today's theme song, we had a special theme song at the beginning, you may have noticed. It starts with a weird that. Whispering of the name Todd Glass. I don't know why that's in there.
Todd Glass, but, what?
Todd Glass.
Hold on a second. What if I just whispered my own name? What if it was Todd Glass? What if I thought it was...
That's your Todd Glass.
Hold on a second. But what if it wasn't? What if it's, see, 9 out of 10 times, I'm right.
That's so Todd. Everybody knows Todd on the show.
99% of the time, I think I'm the one I'm right.
Is this a sativa we're smoking?
Yeah, we're going to start off with a sativa. This is called Banana Diesel.
Okay.
The sativa, perhaps, just a bit.
Yes.
Banana Diesel.
And we've got an indica standing by, which is the
now?
Santa Cruz OG. Yeah, it's 20 minutes after the hour.
Okay, here we go.
20 minutes past the hour.
Which means it's
like his radio program.
It's 4:20 in Rio de Janeiro, Halifax, and Montevideo, Uruguay.
Is that the Maritime or Atlantic time zone or something? I forgot what you call it.
Yeah, they did put the name of the time zone on here. But
it's
early in the day here in California. It's only 12:21 right now.
20 minutes past the hour.
Morning.
And we're going to tear it up.
Morning?
Yeah, here we are.
The other Bob's Burgers people, I think you're the only pot smoker in the cast.
You're right about that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all alcoholics, but I'm the stoner, and I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, so I was in a wedding with you and a lot of them, and almost everybody was there, and he and I were the only ones smoking, but in a delightful gazebo.
In a beautiful gazebo where all the stoners just came together. We all found each other, and then...
Were you wearing white
people
tuxedos?
People were like, we could smell that. And all the kids were terrified.
We went on the Magical Mystery Tour.
I want to picture you in white tuxedos with big flower boutonnieres.
Yeah.
Doing
I did look really gay, though.
Perfect. Me too.
Yeah.
You guys walking around looking gay.
That's the gay handshake. You go like that, and then you make a fart noise. It's new.
I can't believe that's been a secret.
They have a gay conference every 10 years, and that's the new thing that came out of it.
They'll announce it at Gay Pride this year. It'll be on all the things.
The official announcement.
All the queens flyers, will be doing it, honey.
Flyers with a diagram of how to do it.
That's right.
all the steps.
How to safely do it.
And be safe.
Yeah, be safe, you guys. Be safe this year with your gay handshake.
Yeah.
I want to show you guys something.
What
is that? This is a lighter that we just have on set because it's a monkey that's also a lighter.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do you think of that thing?
I'm afraid. How do you turn it?
It's weird. It's
Where's
a flame
the lighting
comes out of
mechanism?
His head, so be careful. But you twist his arm
for
basically.
A child.
It's really bad.
It's not for children.
It does look like a kid would really love to.
Oh, God.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of it, though?
This
what
might
do you think
go
of
missing.
Thing?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. That looks great. Hello. No.
How does it feel? Does it feel good?
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
Curious it's George, heavy. Maybe you shouldn't have gone to
it's
the cubicle
what?
Plant.
It's heavy. It's kind of heavy. Oh, God. What just happened? Did I just say something?
Okay, there's a lot of toys here.
What just happened?
Where does he get those I just wonderful hand that, toys?
I adopted your pose there. I just hand people the monkey and then wait till somebody says it's heavy. And then that's the game.
That.
Hashtag heavy monkey.
And then
the air horn's new. I pressed the wrong button on it at first. It's very, air horns are very intense. And I hope I pointed in the right direction. The sound department asked me not to.
There could be a lawsuit. I did lose some hearing.
Yeah, I'm sure
there.
People might be unhappy.
Mild it, threats.
Yeah. I don't know if it goes with a stoner vibe to shoot off an air horn, but.
Is it a pencil sharpener?
I like it.
We'll see what the reaction is to it. No, you put a, what do you call it? A
pencil sharpener.
A little joint, a roach. Oh. You put it in the mouth of the kitty and then sucks out of the back of the kitty's head. Keeps your lips from getting burned, or your mustache.
Yeah.
You don't want to get your mustache
finally,
burned.
Something to stop my mustache from burning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of old-fashioned bongs and pipes that burn your mustache?
Where do you think...
Ow!
James Adomian, where do you think... we need people to be in ads on the show, so maybe we'll find something for you.
I kind of organically advertise something every 3 minutes or so.
You just do it naturally?
Yeah.
What do you advertise?
Your ad here.
Well, I'm happy to say...
Getting Dug with High, brought to you by Blue Note Cards.
The last show that we did
Why not bail in a bit?
Yeah, the last show we did, Washington, D.C., we had the most viewers per capita of the last episode. Mm. So that's nice to hear that they're watching us in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Instead of running this stupid country. Get your shit together. But
I think they were probably surveilling us.
Where does Bernie Sanders, who just threw his hat into the ring, which explains why his hair is such a mess, because he just threw his hat. But
I threw my hat in the ring. One of my clothing very important point to you, Doug, is that my hair is a hair piece. It's made of cotton candy. And that's because I trust not only the people, but I trust the candy makers out there, and I think that we can reach an equitable agreement.
We should just have you as Bernie Sanders on this show.
I know, I should have. Let's cancel this and bring me back in costume.
Yeah. In a costume? I don't even need the costume.
The top 10% or the top 50% of all the top 12% of the upper 15% of the top 7%.
He has a trouble making his message simple. He really does. I've noticed that about Bernie, but I like the guy. I mean, he's
him a lot.
You know, he doesn't seem like he's in anybody's pocket. You know, he just.
I'm not in anybody's pocket. If I had my pockets,
Bernie.
All I would have a key to a mailbox. And I have an old muffin that I ate yesterday.
Do you know Linda? Have you ever met Linda?
Hey, Bernie!
I'm running for president. We're going to small businesses. I'm here at Bob's Burgers.
Come on in, Bernie. Bernie's a regular.
He's irregular?
Bernie's a regular.
I wanted to know if there was something that could help with incontinence in a certain way.
Bob's Burgers.
What are your burgers?
Are they good for constipation or
constipation burger?
I want small businesses like you to understand that we need to up to boost the middle class and stop giving bailouts to the bikers and the billionaires.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
I also like saying Bob's Burgers because there's two B's in it.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite? Yes, there's three if you count them up. Do you have a favorite of
the top 2% or the top 3%?
You know how Bob's Burgers is always a special, a fun name for the special?
Yes.
And do you have a favorite one?
No.
Do you remember any of it?
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
not amazing,
no, I mean,
but
I do.
Makes sense.
The beginning, the store next door that always changes, always makes me laugh.
Oh yeah,
It's always something different.
But it always makes me laugh, as well as the chalk. The chalkboard's more famous, but the puns. But I love the stores.
I want to go on vacation with Linda.
They don't have to have a different pun in every episode, though, right? You don't always see the chalkboard.
Yeah, no, there's a pun department.
Yeah, there's a pun department. I think the writers
gotta
try to come up with good.
You got
to
really work on your fundamentals to get to be a pun.
You do.
Oh, that's a good one. You have that in your pocket when you need it.
Dan Mintz is the king of. He's a good pun one.
Tina's so funny.
He's a young pun walk.
You guys doing lady voices are funny.
He's good.
Yeah, doing lady voices.
What's your high history, John Roberts? Did you start early and often?
Let's go back to the year 1908. No. let's see. It was middle school. I only tried it with my friend Colleen. We smoked it out of she had it. It's her fault. And then she had it in a toilet paper roll, which is classy, from New Jersey. And then it didn't really smoke until, I mean, a couple of times in high school at like theater parties, like the theater crowd or whatever.
Right, I was in the theater crowd.
Yeah.
We just drank.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
there was never any weed around.
We got stoned.
So I missed out. If it had been around, I probably would have gotten into it much earlier.
We would like jam to like Hot Lunch Jam.
Wait, is that like a CD series that they would put out?
Hot Lunch Jam was on the Fame soundtrack. And we would go like, you know, cruising in a Firebird and just get out and just start dancing on the hood and stuff and be like, Godbird! And
the movie Fame really established realism in musicals. Like they only did a song if it was in the middle of a street.
Yeah, you had to like show everybody your talent, like really show offy. And then in college, I guess, just
kept it going. And
yeah.
You've always liked it?
Always liked it, yeah.
Not like wake and bake, not like all day, every day?
Not all day, every day, but when I do it.
You're good at it.
Good at it.
You get the job done.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
You enjoy it, nice.
You can have some more here, you know?
Sure.
You want to try
sativa?
That thing on the end?
Because in Indica.
It's all sativa, you don't want Indica, right?
Yeah, that bums me out.
Do we put Indica in this one, Gabe?
James?
I get all, Indica because I like being bummed out.
I'm going to do this here.
People call me a Indica snob.
What?
Wait, is it if you don't like it, you're a snob?
I don't know.
A sativa, they say I'm a sativist now because I don't want indica.
The top 1% of the top 5%
of the upper. I just prefer sativa. Indica's great.
Of the top 5% of the upper, indica uses a hoarding over 40% of the psychotropic experiences for all marijuana users combined.
Do you do wrong? Oh God, Jesus! What just happened? Do you know?
That's the don't worry, chill out horn. Everybody's having
relax,
a great time.
God damn it!
Scared me.
Relax, fuckface.
This is like on Ellen when they jump out and scare you. Only it's a stoner show, so no one needs to hide. You just need to like make a sudden movement.
The air horn was a bad idea, you guys. Let's get rid
it's
of the air
scaring
horn.
Scaring me.
Was that the first time you used it?
Yeah.
Why?
It is. I like it.
You mean there's no testing ground? Like,
it's funny to me. It's funny to the person pressing the air horn. It's funny to them.
There's no one like in James Bond who is in like an underground bunker who's like, here's the new stoner tools you might use this adventure, Doug.
Every stoner needs a air horn because it really like
shocks you.
Yeah, if you're sitting in your if you get pulled over, just air horn yourself in the face while the cops walk into the car. And you should be fine.
Really wake yourself up.
I really did used to have an air horn, a smaller one than this. This one's really ostentatious. One. But I used to have one underneath the seat of my car.
Oh.
And if somebody cut me off in traffic, especially in the summertime, you pull up next to them at the next light, they got their winders down.
They got their winders down.
They're enjoying some Adele or some shit.
Yeah.
I won't show you that.
Just really,
but you just air horn. Yeah. But I didn't do it very often because I thought, well, what if you air horn somebody
and
they fucking hit the gas and drive out into traffic or something? You know what I mean? Like, what if you scare
them,
inside an accident?
Yeah. And then you're the asshole that gets arrested.
Yeah. And then a child's being run over.
Crash.
Right. Oh, wait a second. Oh my.
Gotta ditch this air horn.
What have I done?
Then you have to go find a dumpster.
I gotta get rid of this thing.
You do it.
I gotta get the fingerprints off of it.
I connected you to an air horn. What's the matter?
Oh, also.
You're like aerosols, pal?
Maybe a genie's gonna come out. I'll get some wishes.
A loud genie.
How's heaven going so far, Robin Williams?
Oh no!
Would that be a horrible premise to throw in an impressionist? Tell us about heaven so far, Robin.
You're actually doing it. What if I actually did this horrible thing?
Todd Glass earlier, and it reminded me of What If I's. But he did. Billy Crystal told a funny story last night on Bill Maher about.
Let's watch that show.
About Robin Williams. Somebody they know died. Who died?
That's fine.
And during the funeral, Robert Reagan.
Hey, Bob Reagan.
He's a great president.
I was Ron's cousin.
Ronnie Reagan.
But yeah.
Ronald Reagan died.
Junior. Oh, no. He's alive.
Reagan Jr. is alive and
gay.
He's the same politician his dad was. Yes, he's as gay as his dad was. He's as into liberal causes as his dad was.
Oh, his mom's alive.
She is.
Well,
isn't she?
You know, we just need to save those whales.
So Billy Crystal's watching Reagan's funeral, the phone rings, and it's Robin Williams, and he, as Reagan, telling him about how heaven is awesome, like he likes heaven. But here's the punchline, he goes, it's a little warm here, though, and the punchline is he's actually in hell.
That's good.
It was a really cute bit.
Robin. So he's asking for it.
Robin.
Who is?
Never mind, Ronald.
We'll be right back. That was sudden.
Mother's Day is this weekend. It's officially last minute. Not sure how to put your thanks into words this Mother's Day? Swizzles speak louder than words. Freshly dipped berries with decorative swizzles. This Mother's Day, you know what to say in your heart. Here's how to say it out loud. Show mom you love her with a gift from Sherry's Berries. For my listeners and viewers only, Sherry's Berries is offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over 40% savings. You can double the berries for just $10 more, but you have to use the code GETDUG. Sherry's Berries sent me a box and boy were they delicious. Plump, sweet, and tasty. I even shared them with my friend Gabe. He just loves these berries. Look at him go! Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over 40% savings. This offer is for my listeners and viewers only when you use the code GETDUG. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in GETDUG. Delicious!
Slow down.
song, Jimmy. James is hitting the pipe when the camera, when it's in the commercial. And great job, Gabe, in that commercial, by the way.
Yeah.
Eating those giant berries.
I didn't see it. What are they?
What kind of berries?
They don't show it here in the studio. What kind of berries were they?
Dingleberries.
Yeah. Oh, that's a sponsor we just lost.
Left hanging.
They're hemp dingleberries. They're delicious.
1,355 people are enjoying, or watching, I should say.
What?
Let's not decide what they think of it.
If we can look at the hard numbers for a second, Doug, that what that means is over 355 people are watching over the top 1,000 viewers. At this moment, forgetting Doug.
Yeah, you managed to make it sound like a smaller number. It's 1,300, and you're saying over 300.
What we're saying is the number of viewers you have is approximately 10 times what it would be if it was 10%.
He's a mathematician.
By training, sure, a numbers man.
I think Johnny Hemp number one has gotten in a Twitter question on the show before, because I recognize the name, or maybe he's just written something to me. But he's got a question for you, James.
Ooh.
He wants to know, can you spread your legs further apart? Mm. Like any further at all would be nice. Yeah. I really need you to open up.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I see. We got a good angle.
No, he didn't write that.
He's a top.
He wrote, I just thought it was funny how you're so, no, but you're so.
Can we reenact that scene from Fame where Coco takes her shirt off and she puts her thumb in her mouth? Well, James, you would put your thumb in your mouth, but that's what that just felt like.
Yeah.
Felt really violent.
So this guy wants some, huh?
No, he made that up. He wants. Well,
you want some.
You want some.
What?
No. Threesome.
Get it on with Doug.
No, Johnny wants to know, what's your favorite impression to do?
That's it?
Oh, okay. Oh. You wanted this guy to ask more than one question?
Oh,
and
I see.
Can you do any Bob's Burgers characters?
Oh, yeah. Fuck! Can I love Bob's Burgers. What's the one that Larry does? The neighbor guy?
Teddy.
Teddy? Yeah. Bob, sure, Bob. Yeah, no, sorry, Bob. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Okay, all right, no problem, Bob. Yeah, sorry, Bob. It's just, that's Bardic. Actually, that voice is not my Bardic Sadist. That's.
That's they want to say anything, but. Do you do Roarnaldi?
Roarnaldi.
Well, that's like a West Coast thing. That 89.9.
Yeah.
Roarnaldi. No.
You know? Mm-hmm. Roarnaldi.
Who else?
What's the guy who died that you still do?
I like that these are not impressions that I do.
What about Rich Little? Do you do Rich Little?
Hi, folks. Remember all the good laughs we had back before things were funny?
Bass Rich Little is basically Johnny Carson. Like,
really?
He was very, he's right. Sounded he very like, similar to Carson.
Well, there's like a, showbiz voice.
Then they do him, and it's not much of a change, you know?
Right.
There's like a showbiz voice that nobody has anymore from like back in the old days of television, where it was like
very confident.
Yeah.
Our next performer.
You're watching the Columbia Broadcasting Service.
We should bring that back today.
And just start talking like old time television, man.
We'd have to drink some whiskey or something.
Right.
Because they would get drunk.
And rye.
Too. And rye.
Singing, this will be the day of our lives.
This YouTube video where Salvador Dali goes on like on ABC News.
And it's ABC?
Like, it's some like NBC or ABC, and it's like a serious journalist like Hugh Downs, and he's smoking on television, and like, I guess, Salvador Dali. And he goes, but first, and he does a fucking cigarette commercial to camera. And then like Dali is watching him from across the table with his mustache while he's doing an ad on the show.
That's hot.
I am Dali.
You look just like
him. Those were the good old days.
You really nailed it face wise.
Yeah. Look, I get points on facial imitations more than anything. It's all mandibles and that shit. So,
mandibles?
Cool. Yeah.
You get a lot of face points when you're on At Midnight?
Points.
Did you do At Midnight, John?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I would do it.
You'd be great on there.
I'll trade you a spot on Bob's Burgers for the
sure.
spot on At Midnight. I have the power to do that.
Yeah.
Sure. Anything's possible in this basement.
What? In a basement? Oh, we are in a basement.
You should have told us that there are magical capabilities.
I forget to mention to the guests every time.
I forget to mention!
Because we get so high that I forget to mention, oh, by the way, wish for some shit while you're here.
There is a genie in the
Because it makes
horn.
Dreams come true.
Do we get a gift bag or something? Nah.
It was my dream to have the show, and look, here we are. So that's one dream that came true in this basement.
Okay, the other thing is you have to make manageable wishes that may have already happened.
Let's do some bot topics.
Bot.
Texas, good you guys.
Texas.
Texas has made its move, its first move towards legalizing marijuana. A Texas House committee has approved a proposal that would remove all mention of marijuana from Texas statutes. Mm. Yeah.
So that means...
The next step is for the full Texas House to hear the bill.
I think that they should remove marijuana and replace it with sick weed in all of their official literature.
Right. Certainly, in Boston, they should do it that way.
So that means
way.
They're just going to take the word out?
I'd say in Texas, it should be good shit.
That's how they nice. Should. There
That's
you go.
Good shit.
This yeah. Good shit.
Yeah. God did not make a mistake when he made this good shit that the government needs to fix.
That's right. Yeah, doesn't everyone get pulled over in Texas?
That was paraphrasing Republican Representative David Simpson. Yeah. Republicans are very much about the individual, about states' rights, so good for them. They're going to be pro-weed.
Texas is gassy.
What does that mean?
There's a lot of gas. Just things are starting to blow up everywhere.
Oh.
Because the oil. No, I don't know. I didn't read the whole article.
That's a good reason not to legalize there then, because people are going to get killed.
Stoners would just explode.
Line up near the gas.
Look, right. Don't legalize pot as long as there's fracking, which we need.
The fracking.
You're gonna light up one of those joints around some fracking. You're gonna blow up this red, white, and blue. That's what you're gonna do.
Right. That's why we should stop the fracking.
I'm afraid to disagree with you on both points, there, Doug.
Joints don't kill anybody. Fracking, on the other hand,
fracking kills.
Is a slow ass murderer.
Yes. It is that.
But you know what, though?
Why can't Sam Elliott advertise fracking?
What?
Why can't Sam Elliott advertise fracking? Get in there. Shake up the earth. There's oil in them there hills. We just gotta squeeze them, that's all.
Throw in an amigo at the end of one of those sentences.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, amigo. There's black gold down there.
Wow, I'm getting turned on right now. When I drink, I turn into Sam Elliott. I just get like a side smile at the bar, just like.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He gets that, like, that when he's got one of them big bushy mustaches, it's up there like it's scratching the top of his ear. Yeah, he's really.
Him and Cher.
He was great on Justified just last season.
Him and Cher. That's a good.
That was good chemistry, huh?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's right.
A ride on a Harley?
Yeah. How you doing? I'm a radical father figure for you.
That's right.
Riding in on a cycle and blowing out.
Don't fuck with Rocky.
Don't fuck with
this guy. This guy will get you.
He sits next to you when you get to a million miles on that one airline.
What?
Sam, did you ever see Up in the Air with George Clooney?
Alaska Airlines.
Where Clooney, like George Clooney's played a character who's kind of excited that Sam Elliott sat down and started talking to him. But he's not supposed to be Sam Elliott, he's just supposed to be a pilot.
But everyone watching it
He's
goes,
just supposed to be a pilot, and George Clooney's is just supposed to be a businessman. It's all, movies are a fake and a farce. Mm. All made up. Morgan Freeman,
that's
you guys. Pot topic number two.
No.
Yeah, Morgan number Freeman two. Pops up in the pot topics today.
What did he do?
I'll tell you what he did.
Oh!
Where's my pot topic? They missed one.
What happened?
I said pot topic and they didn't do it.
You mean to tell me every time someone vocalizes?
Try it.
The word's hot pocket.
Go ahead and try it. Try it, Governor.
You think that just because someone says hot pocket that it's going to go off? I didn't hear it.
That's correct.
It's only when you see it.
That's right.
It goes all the way to the top, folks.
Yeah.
This isn't a fair, contest.
Only I control the pot topic.
I don't think that kind of power should be vested in one man. I believe in democracy.
I want to remix that.
Morgan Freeman has officially revealed...
In the middle of being remixed.
I'm not kidding around, you guys. Morgan Freeman. Do you do Morgan Freeman?
No.
Does Linda like Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
This is a great, that's a great guest moment, by the way. If you're ever gonna, for anybody out there, an aspiring talk show guest, if anybody ever asks you like, so you know what? Just go, no. That's a great, it's great television. That's the kind of, that puts you up there with Tony Randall in like talk show guest territory. Yes.
No end.
So, it sounds like you had a funny anecdote. No?
Nope.
Nope.
But you're helping me to move it along. Because Morgan Freeman said, my wife, got him into smoking weed many years ago.
Yeah.
And he'll take it however it comes. I'll eat it, I'll drink. Do you do his voice?
Actually, you should just read irresistible.
It. Just read him, Morgan Freeman saying this.
However it comes, I'll eat it, I'll drink it, I'll smoke it, and I'll snort it.
That's oh, rad.
I can't believe he just said things
oh my
like,
God, I was suddenly felt like we were in a prison cell. It was so real.
It does sound good. Does
but then, but good. Then here's the great part. Here's the great part about
he
how...
He wasn't the first person to do an impression of me, but he wasn't the last either.
He said that, apparently the people, his representatives are mad at him for even saying this, and they're like trying to get him to shut up. Because he went on to say, comparing alcohol and... Oh, Linda. comparing Texas alcohol and marijuana. Yeah. Mm. Read what he says here about his nightly, what he does with weed and alcohol.
Maybe if, wait, where is it?
Starting here with maybe.
Maybe if you have one drink, it'll quiet you down, but two or three, and you're fucked.
Yeah, that's, he likes to use marijuana because, you know, you can have two or three and not be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's time for a pot quiz, Hop Shot.
Is there a theme for that? Or a logo? Okay.
It's you. That comes on every time I say it quiz. On the show. That's the pot quiz hop
pot
shot.
Quiz.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good. I like to think of very important contributions to broadcasting medium.
Here's the question. Has Morgan Freeman smoked weed in a movie? And if yes, which movie?
Airbender.
John, do you have a guess? I know the
lean
correct answer.
Me.
Lean on me.
Lean on me.
He got high and then went in there and dealt with those kids.
That's how he inspired them. He got the idea when he was stoned.
I don't have an actual answer. I don't think he's ever smoked weed in a movie, but no, I'm pretty sure he was high when he was doing the narration.
Doug asked a question.
March of the Penguins.
It sounds like a question that was like from a writer's room or like a process or something, but he's just I was just asking.
I really want to know, as Morgan Freeman.
Well,
maybe somebody can tweet to us, Morgan Freeman smoked weed in what?
He was high when he answered that question.
I think he's high all the time.
Good for him.
I love that about him. And we want him on the show, but like I said, his representatives don't think that's a good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
How could you
jerks.
How could you class this up?
Those guys are jerks. Okay, let's do one more pot topic.
Maybe if you remove these, then he'd do it. It's a little bit more mature.
Oh, if the set has less toys
just,
on it?
If you just take these away, then I think you'd get more.
Starters, we gotta promise him there won't be an air horn. The man wants to live.
Right.
He doesn't want to come on here and get air horned.
That's my favorite part so far.
Here's the interesting thing about the Italian army. We've got a theme song.
Now I'm going to try to do it for everything that you say. I'm trying to make a theme song out of it.
But we've got an interesting thing isn't going to be a recurring segment.
We got an interesting thing. We got an interesting thing. It ain't going to be
a recurring segment.
That's good television. I don't care what any of you viewers say.
I like you keep calling this television.
What else is
there? Wishful thinking here in this basement. Someday it will be a TV show. Or maybe it won't matter. Maybe we'll just stay right here.
Gives you what you want.
I like it here.
I like it here.
Yeah.
I'm happy here. On a Saturday afternoon, lots of people are watching. And
13.
In the next week or two, like 100,000 people will watch this.
Whoa, really?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Those are network numbers.
Some of them aren't even watching it
the
now.
Smallest networks. But here's the thing about the Italian army. They have their own cannabis farm.
What?
Yeah, the Italian army grew a farm of cannabis.
Yeah.
And the idea is to sell the pot at affordable prices. Yeah. And the price could be as low as 15 euros for a gram.
Oh.
Yeah. Pot quiz, hop shot.
What's the currency? Exchange on that.
Pot quiz hop shot.
How does the euro currently compare to the dollar? Does anybody know that?
Ooh, that was my, that was what I was wondering.
So if it's 15 euros for a gram, then how many dollars would that
be? I actually think they're near parity, so I think that's about
$22.
I think it's about $15.
Well, this is fun. This is like Price is Right. We'll see who gets closest without going
over. Because they're close.
Over. I'm going to use a calculator.
I wonder if the dollar's
to look up whether or not Morgan Freeman's been smoking weed in a movie.
If I would, can I run up the aisle with a tube top and my tittle pop out? That really
happened. Please?
Sorry.
Now that would be, that would be some good television.
It happened on Price is Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the 70s.
Did Bob Barker's tit fall out?
Yes.
Did you ever see the kid that bid 420 four times?
No.
Or however many times he
just
got to bid?
Down in the front row?
Yeah.
Or not, they didn't get
he
up to the real part.
He joked bid 420 every time, never, I don't think he ever got up on stage because it was never
they
the right
like,
answer.
A new car! 420.
It's never the right answer.
Never the right answer.
Yeah.
He never made it.
All right, I gotta do this over again.
So what, yeah.
Were they actively shushing him by the time? He's doing currency.
There's gotta be an app for this.
Okay, oh, what'd you say, 15?
I said 15.
16.
You liar!
I did.
Could you see that from there?
No.
The answer is $16.8.
What?
Dollars.
No, I said 22.
$16.80 for a gram.
I know when I'm beating.
Happy to pay it. See you soon, Italy. I'll be right there.
So it's not that much. They're not doing that much better than us.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, Italy? No. The euro is for every dollar, it's only a dollar and 12 cents American.
For every dollar, it's basically just a dollar.
We should all just
yeah, 12 cents. Who cares?
Who cares? 12 cents. Bam.
12 cents. Yeah. Keep it.
Do what you want with it.
Keep it. Keep your bad plumbing too.
It's yours, buddy.
Keep the change.
I'll take a nice hot shower out here in LA because the water's
coming. Hey, have you guys been smoking weed or just sitting there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck. No, I've just keep been. Doing it. Stoned.
This is prop weed, actually.
Right, then when you get high, you forget to smoke.
I'm just stoned, that's all.
Yeah. Don't be angry, stoner.
I know, right? What is that creature? What is that creature from Dune?
That's what it is.
It's the Dune worm.
It's a character from Dune, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. No!
I went to make this picture.
Some guy, now I forgot his name, but some guy on Twitter today told me he ordered one of these through the internet. Oh, no. He got it. He's very excited. Good story.
There's a face on this.
There's no water in there. It's just air, huh? I like that. There's nothing worse than bong water.
Nothing worse than bong.
Oh, I can name a few things.
Worse than bong water.
Yeah, there's got to be, right, Sam Elliott?
Sure.
Why, you're back there now.
A few things worse than bong water. One of them, running out of oil when there's plenty of it left in the ground.
That's oh, right.
You're still on fracking. You always find a way back to fracking?
Well, it's what men do.
You seem like you really enjoyed the environment when you played a lifeguard in the film of the same name, Lifeguard.
Well, guess what I like garden now? The life of the fracking of the oil industry. That's right. Hydro something fracturing. I don't even know the words. Pretty much just an attitude at this point.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Well, that was a success.
Wait, does fracking really exist?
Fracking?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm kidding.
It sounds like a cool like dance, though.
The fracking.
Are you,
yeah.
Are you into fracking?
Yeah. All yeah. night. All
like?
Night long, all night strong.
Frack.
Yeah.
Frack it out.
I'll frack my ass off.
Frack it out.
We can frack it out.
Oh my God! They could just have real.
Starting to rock back and forth now.
Frack Town, USA.
No, that's the best chill to be.
Like the rock back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a rock.
Do you have any
chair.
Music? Do you ever put on music here?
It gets really quiet.
Just put on music.
Yeah. Do you ever just put on like a Floyd album? That's probably what. That's
It'd be
what,
fun
that's the
to
only
just
time
sit.
I'm ever this stoned is when I'm like, let's put on fucking Beef Heart, bro.
Let's just sit here and listen to some music.
Yeah.
I think that'd be especially fun for the audio only version of the show.
Is there an audio only version?
Yeah, some people just listen.
If you're listening on Smart. Time Life Books, this was a rare meeting of the minds. Go back and listen to all your favorites. Getting Dug with High. You know how they do those things where they're like, remember what it was like in the 60s? Someday they'll be like, with your old friend Doug Benson and all the fun podcasts he used to do. Like Getting Dug with High.
Yeah, this outrageous show is going to be considered quaint.
Yeah.
Probably in a couple weeks.
Everything else will be in 3D. Everything will be in 3D, and they'll be like, this is like black and white television.
This would be great
in 3D.
It's not
black and white, but...
Right?
That'd be fun. Maybe we'll do a 3D episode.
See?
Yeah.
This is how Skynet
starts.
We had
a meeting today. We had lots of fun ideas.
That's how it all starts. Linda Hamilton's great arms.
Oh,
it's all worth it for the body.
That was good. And she looked good in that Jeep, I have to say.
She did. She does look good. When she drives away with the Polaroid?
Yes, at the end of Terminator.
She's pissed, but determined.
Maxim should do like a top 100 gays.
Linda Hamilton and Terminator.
favorite gay actresses of the gays. top 100 list. It'd still be pretty similar to the men's list, but things would be shaken up a little bit. Like,
right,
Linda Hamilton.
And probably like there would be a lot of time spent on like the stage picture. And the Jeep driving away into the movie.
Oh yeah, the setting.
Yeah,
you know,
the setting,
describe
everything.
Where they were.
That's exactly what.
That's what made him almost sexy to you.
Yeah, you know that that great, beautiful scene of Bo Derek coming up out of the pool. Like the water, you could tell was just chlorinated the right way. It was
direction.
May. That was the perfect
the
weather.
That bathing suit.
That was
the
good
music,
material.
Bolero.
Everything.
What a bold choice.
And the sound of the beads clacking together in his hair.
It sounded good, and it was just the 70s, you know?
The only white girl that ever looked good in cornrows. She's the only one.
All right, children of the cornrows. We're going to go to one more commercial break, you guys.
One more?
You're doing great, though.
One more.
You guys are doing great.
Does anyone have a baby wipe?
I'm sure we do have some standing by.
I'm just cut to
commercial. We'll be right back.
Can be nothing but the separation that keeps us strife. When we get tossed, there's nothing to need but somebody get to guide. You gotta move like we haven't before. You gotta know how you're making me feel.
These days in May, come out here just at the end of the day, walk out on the porch, hear the birds twerping.
1608. Look at that, Bernie.
That means in the last, Bernie. In the last 30 minutes, in the last half, in the last 50% of the last hour of the day, 50%. The viewers of this program, Getting Dug with High, have increased over 320 from year on year from what the original statistics were.
John Roberts.
That's me.
Yeah. Sunday nights, Bob's Burgers on
That's
Fox.
Right. Yes.
Your Twitter handle is John Roberts Fun.
Correct.
Because you are. So that's easy for people to remember.
Is there another John Roberts that was like, John Roberts, normal?
Not fun.
Yeah, John Roberts, responsible.
I don't know. I bet there's some John Roberts out there that are not very fun.
Do you have
the Supreme Court?
Do you have some beats?
Justice,
do you have some beats that people can listen to?
Yeah, I got some beats.
That's awesome.
My SoundCloud, John Roberts Fun.
Go listen to his beats, you guys.
Go listen to my beats.
You got beats on John.
We
should have had some of his beats playing during the show today.
Yeah,
that'd be
beats.
Fun.
I could send you some beats.
Sick.
And you're going to be on Comedy Bang Bang with our friend Scott Aukerman, who would be
That's
on the
right.
show, but he doesn't smoke weed.
No, he doesn't need to.
Hey, buddy. He don't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, that was really fun. This guy, are we in the same episode, too?
Are we?
Oh, maybe.
We are.
I think
we
so.
We do everything together.
No, we are.
That's in your plugs as
yeah,
well.
That's funny.
Yeah,
we are. That's
what
right.
a pleasure. I love that show. I'm so excited.
Cool. And also look for James Major Lazer on FXX.
Yep, Major Lazer. And I play several bad guys on it.
Whoa. And you got like road dates and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, sure. No, I'm finished. I'm booed off every stage
you
in this country.
You got out of the biz?
Yep, I'm out. I'm done. I'm finished. I got enough laughs.
Okay. Do you guys like magic?
Yeah.
Doug Henning?
And I guess.
You know what?
Nope.
Your answers don't matter. Because you're going to watch a magic trick. It's game time!
Oh, no.
What's
He's
the,
too
hey.
Good.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Do me a favor, pick
your card. Oh, Jesus. All right. Sure, yeah, why not? I can...
How come he gets to pick?
I get awkward.
No, I don't want you to pick it. No, James did.
All right. He did. Is part of the magic trick that the cards... Yeah, the, did I just pick
just
one?
Just keep moving.
All right.
All right, show it around. Show it to the camera.
To the camera? Do you have a little television that you look at?
That's exactly how I do every trick.
Back here. In?
You just right there.
Right on the top? Oh,
all right,
fuck.
I'll cut it back into the deck.
We're all going to turn into...
Give it a couple cuts.
We're all going to turn into his card.
Oh, my God.
Like Alice in Wonderland cuts of his card.
All right, a couple fancier cuts.
Now, that's right. A man who can finger a deck if I've ever seen one.
Tell me when to stop, please, either one of you.
I'm never going to
stop! Right,
there you
perfect.
Go.
Thank you, Linda.
No.
What?
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I just got a chubby. Okay.
The king of diamonds.
Yeah, what do you think of this monkey?
This monkey?
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Does this one blow up when you...
No. What do you think of my monkey?
Oh, Sam Elliott, you mean?
No.
I like a good simian with a flame atop his brow.
I feel like these guys are friends. Catch fire.
That's kind of a fun thing for the show. Maybe if the guests are kind of talkative and I want, you know, they want to move on and I want to say something. I don't necessarily,
guys,
I don't have to pull the trigger. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like just having the gun on your belt, you know, right, restores the order.
And you go, and then you're like, uh-huh. Like the whole show, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting story. Might have to move on right now, though.
I want there to be like things that fly, like, some type of fabric that's on the edge of those that'll just like fly.
Like,
yeah, like
they make like
blow.
A sound wave with
yeah.
the fabric.
Blah, 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 blah. Blows
He's aiming that thing right at me.
I'm doing stand up in Pensacola next Thursday, May 14th. Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Alabama. I've never been there. Monday, May 18th. Washington, D.C. I'm going to go smoke some of that D.C. bud on June 11th. And Minneapolis, June 8th. But go to DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and links and my latest news about air horns.
I should tell people, now that I heard how professional and like well done your plugs were, I'm like, I should have told people about my show. I was like, what is this cheap joke that no one likes?
Yeah, you should have told them.
Well,
we gotta move on.
Crumfest Omaha!
Where's that?
Omaha.
What's it called though?
Omaha.
What's it called, the event?
Oh, Crumfest.
Crumfest?
Crumfest.
Crumfest. Mm-hmm. Silly me.
Yeah.
Both words make sense.
What a real silly head.
What is Crumfest? Good question. Follow up.
I don't know what it means. I figure I'll find out and do an opening 5 minutes on it.
Oh, you'll find out when you get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Local humor.
That's how I treat this show.
Local humor?
I'll find out what it is when I get there.
Yeah.
Just gonna put this right here.
I think you should give me the sports horn.
No, just keep it right here.
Okay.
I seriously gotta wrap it up though. This has been fun, you guys.
Serious affairs here.
There's merchandise from the show that you can get that costs too much.
Jesus Christ. He got me.
That one's really gonna make the listeners unhappy.
I had to.
Because
no, they saw it coming.
Each no, the one. Listeners are gonna, cause that one, there's no warning whatsoever.
Fuck. There's people who just listen?
We might wanna smooth that one out for the audio version.
Nice going.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. No, I'm good.
There's literally a table full of like toy, childish toyful delights. And then I go for one of them and you're like, how nice blowing it, moron.
It wasn't cool, man.
I didn't say any of those words. I just feel bad.
People
are gonna have an accident when that goes off in their ear.
Let's switch seats.
Let's switch seats.
Finally. The seating I wanted from the beginning.
I feel better about it.
Yes. Welcome, John Roberts. To Grateful Dead was here.
It's warm.
Neither do I then.
This feels good now.
next time you're on, we'll get you in the middle. Oh yeah. You should do one just to.
No.
If you're OCD, all three of us should do it.
Should what?
Do the air horn.
If I don't do it.
You kind of want to try it?
I do.
Go ahead.
It's gotta be a surprise.
Drop it in at some point.
First do that, and then I don't know. Maybe just go like that, and then do. Oh! All right.
So no more air horn.
Okay, we're done.
It was a fun experiment. On the show.
That was the last one.
I didn't mean today.
It's awfully loud.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
These glasses, though, these are pretty cool.
What's all this?
Right. Sometimes you gotta just say what the fuck.
Is this an inkwell for your feather pen letters that you write?
Somebody made this for me. Well, I've proven with the air horn that you really can restore order by threatening people.
You need some milder way of communicating.
Our next show is gonna be Monday, May 11th at 7:15 Pacific time. So 10:15 on the East Coast and 11:15 in Halifax and Rio de Janeiro and Montevideo.
Do you always time this show for that time zone?
Huh?
Halifax?
No, I was just saying what time it'll be there, but you know.
Cool.
Point is that we want the show to.
I was wrong about that.
It's 4:20 somewhere is the premise.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't it always?
And we have a song for that now, right?
Every minute it's 4:20.
Ding or whatever. It's going to go ding.
Ding. It's 4:20 somewhere.
That's it.
That's better than an air horn. What if you had an air horn
better.
And Linda comes out? Instead of going, it's just Linda.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting thing happened. I like to give little behind the scenes details about the booking of this show. Mm-hmm. You guys, of course, have been great.
Like, fascinating.
Real easy to
behind
get to participate. And on Monday, we were going to have Insane Clown Posse was going to come on.
That's a lot of makeup, a lot of baby wipes.
Believe it or not, they have a pretty rational excuse.
For what?
For the why they can't be here.
Oh yeah, because one of them he has parole issues, so they had to stop the whole tour.
You mean he has to work as a parole officer somewhere?
No, he had to go back home because he couldn't leave town.
Insane.
He'll have to go back to jail. Yeah. So
you were gonna have the Insane Clown Posse on.
We'll never get to do this.
Are we the fill-ins for the Insane Clown Posse?
No, Monday show. I wouldn't do that to you guys. Like, this has been great, but here's what could have happened.
I want to believe that we were the replacement. Now that you mention it, I should mention
that Seth Rogen and James Franco were gonna come on today.
Oh,
and they called up like, what did we call you guys a couple hours ago?
Yeah, a couple hours ago. We're just insane. We're not being Clown Posse.
But all I'm saying is that Insane Clown Posse is going to be on eventually, and I'd be curious to know whether you even are excited or upset about that, because I think they're controversial figures, aren't they?
Controversial figures in Washington. Tonight at 7, we interview the Insane Clown Posse. Are their beliefs cult-like, madness, or do they have something to say to the middle class? We'll find out on today's Serious Hour. Oh, can you do a hard-hitting, like, make your name as a serious journalist episode.
Thank you, James Adomian and John Roberts and everybody for watching. And we'll see you on Monday, 7:15 Pacific time. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.